T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
The Stanley Cup playoffs are finally upon us. And of course, there are several questions that need to be answered.
Have you ever watched a hockey game and actually stayed awake for the entire game?
Who wants it more, Kenny?
Do hockey players get turfed, though?
The tough ones. You don't play on turf.
Which goalie stands on their head?
He's good in the neutral zone.
You know the one thing I like about hockey, though? You'll never hear...
I thought you hated hockey.
I do.
Are they going to light the lamp or what?
You think Sweeney's done, Christian?
He's done. My son came home the other day.
Playoff hockey?
Oh, yeah. It's the greatest thing in the world. Playoff hockey is awesome.
And the return of Hockey Glenn, hopefully, today at some point.
I'm hours of Hockey Glenn tomorrow.
Anything could happen post-season, in a seven-game series.
Thanks, Glenn.
Right now.
Watching hockey for one of the rare times, we welcome you to this and hope you're enjoying it
on Sports Radio WEEI.
It's actually called ice toe. That's what it is. Ice toe. When you
That is a legitimate question.
Yep, it's ice toe. Just change the terminology. All the same stuff happens in hockey that happens in these other sports.
I would think it would be hard for a hockey player to get turf toe based on the fact that their skates are so stiff and they don't bend as much. And they skate on the insides of their feet. No turf toe.
Why don't you experiment this weekend?
You got a big piece of turd on your face.
Stop wasting my time.
It's still there. There you go.
Stop wasting my time.
You're welcome. You excited?
Move along.
I'm a little nervous today.
Playoff hockey.
Oh, no. I was thinking of something else.
No, playoff hockey.
Sure.
It doesn't matter.
I'm so excited. Everybody says it's the best.
You're about to get it right now.
I'm about to get it. I guess
you
have no
Boston,
choice but
Toronto.
To accept it.
A little rivalry. I love this.
Is it too early for me to give my predictions, to give my selfish prediction?
No, since they're playing tonight, I don't think it's too early. No.
Let me just ask you this real quick.
Yes.
Okay. Let's just say the final two teams are Vegas and Boston. Let's just say that happens.
In the Cup?
Yes. Okay. The final two teams are Vegas and Boston. Now, we've been to the Super Bowl. Oh. We went to L.A.
No, the answer's no.
I like where this is going.
Yeah, I know you do.
The answer's
so
no.
Let me just say something.
The answer's no.
If that is the if that's the case, will we be traveling to Vegas to cover why not?
No shot.
Wait, why?
You what about Nashville?
Ooh. Okay, we'll go to Nashville also.
Traveling there either.
Why would
Calgary?
We not go?
We'll go to Calgary?
I really want to go to Vegas.
How about Winnipeg?
This time of year in Vegas is unreal.
How about San Jose? Northern Cali?
No, I don't want to go to San Jose. Might as well go to Albuquerque,
so it's
New Mexico.
Vegas. Or Nashville.
Nashville. Nashville's a big fellow over here. Went to Nashville. He brought his
love Nashville.
I seen him in boots. You seen him in cowboy boots?
What's wrong taller, with that? Taller, thinner.
You had a problem with
I tell you what. You know, he wears that hat.
Listen, cowboy boots and a turtleneck. I think it's a great look, personally.
Rattlesnake skin, by the way.
Yeah, buffalo skin. Here, I don't know buffalo skin.
I don't use buffalo leather.
I dress in black. I kind of look like Johnny Cash. I got a
big giant belt buckle as big as my head.
I like belt buckles. I do.
I'm a rodeo guy.
That turquoise stuff in belt buckles.
I'm one of the best bull riders in the state.
Kill a bull. I just take
the poor bull that would have to get Ordway on it. It would just give up.
My back.
So why don't you do this right now for you? Because everybody's waiting.
Only
stupid people in the town who are talking hockey that understand it. You give the prediction because you're probably going.
I'm basically
as close to being right as anybody else.
Thank you.
Right.
But hold on a second. I still want to get an indication from Joe. If Joe says there's a possibility,
there's no possibility
that we're going to go to Vegas, in Boston,
you know
then
the
I'm
answer.
Picking Boston.
Why are you wasting your time?
So
you
Dale picked Boston for different reasons than I'm picking them.
No, so if we're not allowed to go to Vegas, you'll pick against them? You want something to look forward
to? It's going to be, yes, I want something to look forward to. Yeah,
okay,
Vegas
okay,
or Nashville. Okay. If it's Vegas, okay, that's my goal. Okay, so I wanted to go to L.A. I wanted it to be L.A. and Boston in the World Series. I got my wish.
You
I got
Dodgers
a free trip to go
day.
Home. Yeah, one more day. It worked. I willed it into existence, okay? Now, Vegas seems to be like a place where we haven't traveled to. We could do some damage. Hashtag do damage. How fun would that be? The three of us, best buddies, rolling around Vegas.
I saw The Hangover.
You know, rolling down the Golden Palace.
Yeah, not good.
You videotaped the whole thing.
So what's your prediction? Forget about the trip.
Just this series?
Your prediction? Yes.
Okay, so we're not going to Vegas.
We're not going.
We're not going to go to Vegas.
Toronto and six. Oh, there's Joe right there. Hold on, Joe. Just
you're not going
yes
to Vegas.
No.
I already gave you the answer.
Okay.
You're not
Hold on.
Going.
Here's our program director right now. He's going to nod his head yes or no. Okay, if the two teams left, okay, for the Stanley Cup championship, right?
Or well, finals.
Finals, whatever. Or Boston and Vegas. Will OMF travel to Vegas to cover a couple games? He says no.
I told you
okay.
no.
Toronto and six.
Toronto and six.
No chance.
Toronto and six. I don't see why we wouldn't go. We go to the Super Bowl.
They're
if
win
they're in the
series.
Finals, then we should go to
see,
Vegas.
Here's the problem with this thing starting
Why
tonight.
Why can't we sell it?
They're going to win it in seven. It might be six. Seven.
The expectations are already
oh,
set.
Oh, Canada.
The expectations are already set, aren't they? The ceiling is already set. So the Bruins should beat Toronto. It's probably going to be a long series. Maybe seven. They went seven last year. And then they play a Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And you do not expect them to win that series.
So, although, maybe you don't play Tampa
Bay. They lost at home last night to Columbus.
I would like to say that I devoted a lot of time to
but
that
that's
game.
That's the NHL.
I devoted a lot of time. And then
no,
it was 3-1.
You spent time watching this
Well, because
night?
I figured that's going to be their next. That's going to be the next round.
Why?
Okay? So it's 3-1. It's 3-1. I'm like, okay, good night. Goodbye. Here, I want to get my stupid, silly Netflix movies because they've won. Don't need to look at it anymore. Lo and behold, I wake up. I'm like, what the hell happened?
It's the NHL.
It is the, but I mean,
but see,
you know,
that's what we tell you, and you don't believe
terrible.
It.
No.
It's
no.
So
I look
different.
At it differently. I look at it differently.
It's the playoffs in the NHL are
they lost
so different from the regular
in
season.
In the first game against Boston.
Yeah, home
yeah,
ice,
I was
forget
say,
about it.
It's Tampa Bay. They're going to walk through them anyways.
Yeah, they're going to win this thing.
And the Bruins should beat Toronto, but this isn't. Toronto's a lot better than the Indiana Pacers. I can tell you that much. I mean, they've got 100 points. That's a pretty good team. I know defensively they struggle, but. You got to worry about Toronto. Like I think that they're going to beat them. I trust them a lot more than the other winner team. That's for sure.
Yeah, but this home ice stuff.
But I don't think it's a blowout. It's gonna, no matter how good they are.
No, you're right. I mean, throw the home ice advantage out. It doesn't mean anything. You saw it last night. Three of the five road teams ended up winning in the first game.
But it's the best playoffs in all of sports.
It changes.
Nothing
it is
like,
than
it, nothing is like playoff hockey.
Glenn. Why are you mocking it?
I am mocking because there is a ton of things. Better than playoff hockey.
Like
that's
what?
Why I'm mocking
like what?
It.
Give me three.
The Masters?
The sausage dog that I just ate coming in here. That was
that
better
was
than
better.
Playoff
okay.
hockey.
Okay, number two.
Okay, the coffee, the iced coffee that I got
right.
at our Fenway Cafe.
Number three.
Sex.
Okay.
How about that?
That's number three.
A lot better.
List.
A lot better.
So you'd rather
Temptation
have a sausage.
Island.
You'd rather have
Temptation
a sausage
island.
And iced coffee before sex.
Yes.
Okay, you
yes.
got those three priorities.
Depends on how hungry I am.
In no particular order.
I'm going to start the hashtag Vegas movie.
All right,
though.
So
I like it.
So we all agree that if the Bruins get to the second round and they play well enough in the Tampa Bay series, people are going to sit there and they won't be satisfied, but they won't be pissed, right? They'll sit there and
probably
say,
not. They play well.
They reach their ceiling. We're good.
Because they're Golden State.
All right, so now let's look at the Celtics on the flip side, because at the beginning of the year, a lot of us, including this dumb fat guy here, thought they were going to win 60-plus games. They were going to be really good. They were going to get a number one seed. And they should go to the NBA Finals, though I thought they would lose to Golden State, as most people do. And instead, I'm looking at a 49-win team. They've got the number four seed. And they just lost Marcus Smart, who, in my opinion, is more important in the playoffs than he is in the regular season because he makes those big plays. Yeah. He's that gritty player that you need. He might be the third most valuable player on that team in the postseason. You just lost him. What are our expectations for them
now? I'm afraid that people are going to try to justify losing in that second round to Milwaukee. Well, Milwaukee's a great team. You know, and okay, yeah, they are. But if you go back to before the season started, we looked at this talent. And the Celtics should beat Milwaukee.
Right. You were favored over
really,
at the beginning of the year.
They should beat Milwaukee. I know Milwaukee's playing
without
great this
Marcus
year.
Smart.
Well, no, without Marcus Smart, it's going to make it a challenge.
No, they won't.
But what
they
I'm saying is they're going to lose to Milwaukee, and people say, well, it's not that big of a disappointment because Milwaukee's a great team. No, it's a huge disappointment from what you expected. It was Eastern Conference Finals, at least Eastern Conference Finals. Everybody thought they should have been in the finals. You can't get bounced in the second round.
Yeah, but
and they will.
It would, I guess, make people feel better knowing that they weren't at full speed. Like, they didn't have one of their
just
most important players.
Well, they're going to beat him with
reality.
Marcus Smart anyways.
Well, I have no idea if they're going to beat him with or without Marcus Smart. I have no idea what to expect from this team. They're so up and down. They're so all over the place. You have no idea what they're going to get. But the first round, they should be fine.
Yeah, but
they should still be fine with Jaylen Brown or Gordon Hayward starting in his spot.
I think the Bruins have a better chance of beating Tampa than the Celtics do Milwaukee.
I agree.
And Tampa
but that's
Tampa's
a, that's
really
a layup.
Good.
I mean, that's a pick 'em.
Well, what's a pick 'em?
Any of these teams in the playoffs, for the NHL playoffs, it's a, so many of these series are picked up.
Not with Tampa.
Not Tampa.
Tampa's above and beyond everybody.
And Winnipeg lost, too.
Tampa's going to win the next. They're going to win that series easy still.
Those are still
not
really
Tampa.
Good teams.
Tampa's different.
You got their attention after the first game. But there's a difference. You don't, that doesn't happen in the NBA. You don't go on the road and usually win that first game. It doesn't happen. It does all the time in the NHL. But the thing with Marcus Smart is, I just think he makes so many big plays. He turns games around. And if you talk about this series, look at Bogdanovich's numbers. He's averaging like 18 points a game. He only averages 13 when he plays against Boston.
No, it's a huge loss.
You know why? Because Marcus Smart.
Well, in the playoffs, you know, right. You're up against teams with big scores, whoever it might be, and all of a sudden here comes Marcus Smart. You got to put him on, you know, on that guy for a little bit, try to cool him down. You don't have that guy anymore.
Right.
You lost him.
All right, Alex Cora is going to join us at about 2:30 today. Sean McDonough is going to do his first game on radio tonight with Lou and Joe. He will join us coming up at 4:30. It is free ticket Thursday. It means we're giving away a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox. And you call it is coming up at 3:30. And once again, the big fella was a winner. Except he could be a loser in all of this. I'm seeing the possibility of a two-week suspension coming up out of this topic. But we'll have it for you coming up at 3:30. And, of course, we always have your phone calls at 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Why is there nothing like... Oh,
action.
Stop it. You shut
there's
it.
No,
why
there's
is
no
there
break.
Nothing like...
there's no break at all.
Wait a second, you're making
it's
me laugh.
It's up and down the ice. Are you on the
really?
Edge of your
is
seats.
It, is that
if it?
It
gets to overtime, it's sudden
all
death.
Luck. It's all ends up. It's like turning into luck. It's like the ball bouncing the right way
it's
in a football
game. It's a puck.
It's
a puck.
It's a puck. It's like,
rubber.
Hey, how'd you win? You do everything right. You do everything perfect, and the puck just happens to clip off somebody's skate and go under somebody's in the nine hole, wherever the hole is. What is it?
What hole is it?
Did you ever find a nine hole? By the way, you've been looking, I know, for months now. Did you ever find it?
I know. I'm still looking.
Yeah.
They say it's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah,
I'm getting hot, though.
Somewhere you could.
Yeah.
By the way,
right,
just a tip for you, because I know you still haven't figured out.
Just a tip?
Yeah, you haven't figured out the difference yet of the postseason and the regular season. They don't do that shootout or any of that other stupid garbage.
No, I realize
stuff.
That.
Okay,
thank
good.
You. Yeah.
Good. You're into it.
Yeah.
So you've got.
This will be a good one.
You've got Toronto
I got
in six.
Toronto, since we're not going to Vegas. Toronto in six.
And Lou, you
I'll
have.
I'll go Bruins in seven.
I'll go Bruins in seven.
Yeah. In the nine hole.
Yeah.
Let's go Leafs.
Just like the other guy, Celtics in seven.
Celtics in seven. You
even
having
before Marcus saying? Smart went down. I felt like it was going to go seven.
I think this is a long series.
No, I feel like the Celtics in five, four, and the one game that they lose.
Now
is
you
some...
trust them, apparently.
No, I just it's less about the Celtics. It's more about the Indiana Pacers, and we went over this early in the week or last week. They've been nosediving for a while, and just nobody has been able to see it because they padded their schedule with crappy teams, and they're able to look good in the win column, but they're really not a good team.
So what do the Celtics have to do before people will look at it and say, man, this is a disappointing season?
What do you mean?
How far do they have to go?
before they don't think it's disappointing, right, or they do?
No, before people look at this.
I think if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals and they put up a fight with Toronto.
Then people will say, that's okay.
Then people will sit there and say, okay, all right, I guess. I don't know. You tell me, because I don't think they're going to get that far. Well, but I think it will be a disappointment.
But here's the thing. It would be a disappointment because you basically have the exact same team plus Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward. So you went all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. It would be a disappointment.
Yeah, if you don't get to the finals, it's probably going to be a disappointment because you got to remember what you thought of this team and who they have, how far they went last year, the additions that they had, and you'll look back and say, yeah, it just didn't work, even if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals and lose.
You basically added two top-end free agents to this year because, obviously, even though they were on the roster, you didn't have them during the postseason. So now you have them. And you still can't break through that wall without LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavs in your way. To me, that is a disappointment, yes.
And on the flip side, for the Bruins, if they beat Toronto, even if it's a seven-game series, they went seven last year, right?
Yeah, Toronto's a good team.
Okay. And
they just have their number, and they'll beat them.
Even if they go seven in this series, and they get to the next series and they don't win the next series, I don't think they've got anything to lose. Matter of fact, I would say this. Tuukka Rask has something to lose. If Tuukka Rask does not play well enough, where Halak has to come in and play some, and he played a lot during the regular season, that's going to be a loss for him.
You know what?
People are going to look at him, I think, and question, is he good enough to play in the postseason? That's going to be a problem.
You know what Tuukka's biggest problem is? That he has the weighted expectation of Tim Thomas hovering over his head.
Yeah, of course.
Tim Thomas plays great. They win a Stanley Cup. It's one of the greatest performances ever by a goalie. And even though Tuukka Rask is a great goalie, all right, but he'll never live up to those expectations. So anything less than that is, oh, this guy sucks. Oh, this guy is overpaid. Oh, this guy is worthless. I mean, it's not even realistic.
Well, yeah, Thomas would.
So I feel like he's living in Tim Thomas's shadow.
Yeah, but it's a bad spot for him to be in, I think. You know, I mean, he's just going. First off, Toronto, the decor. Okay, everybody knows that they're weak there. They haven't added enough, I don't think, for them to be real contenders. But offensively, I mean, I think one of the best teams offensively. I think 5-on-5, they'll score the second most goals. I think they were third in the league in goals scored. And if you get by them, you go to the juggernaut Tampa Bay, who put up 325 goals. I mean, I think the team that was second was like 289. So, yeah, when they lose, if they lose, you could see a lot of 5-3, 5-4 games and Tuukka's numbers not being, you know, what you would expect, what you would want. But a lot of it has to do with the high-powered offense he's going up against. I mean, this isn't going to be, 2-1, 1-0 games.
Well, if Matthews shows up, he didn't show up last year during the playoffs, if you remember. And certainly Tavares, who some people thought was coming here, so maybe there'll be a little bit of bad blood there. But Toronto can't beat the Bruins. When's the last time they've beaten them? Like in the
season? Do you think Columbus beat Tampa?
I mean, can't beat them.
Oh, come on.
No,
they will beat them. Toronto and six.
I remember a game where they closing out a series, they were up 4-1 and they couldn't close it out.
Toronto was in that game the entire time and their goalie decided to forget that he was actually in an important game.
Yeah, this team's better though. Bruins.
Well, you don't think Toronto's better than they were last year?
I think they're good. Tavares obviously.
But are they better than last year?
I think the Bruins are a lot better than they were last year.
So both teams are better, just still.
I think the
Bruins
are much better. Yeah, Toronto's a little bit better, but it's the same thing. High-powered offense. Yeah, they brought in Tavares. I get it. Marner's unbelievable. Sure, you're talking about Matthews, same thing. I get it. But I just think defensively, they didn't really go out there and do what they needed to do to go to the next level. I think the Bruins have a deeper roster. Not at forwards, but I just think they're a better hockey team. They're a lot better than they were last year.
All right, before we get to Alex Cora and talk a little baseball and what is wrong with the baseball team at 3-9, not the worst team in the American League, by the way. Kansas City's got them by a game. Got them by a game.
Two games behind the Yankees.
Yeah, one more thing on this Marcus Smart thing. Did Danny Ainge and the Celtics mislead everyone with his injury? They came out of the gate basically saying he's fine. He's okay. Ainge was saying yesterday, yeah, he's working out today and he's going to be okay, and then suddenly we find out hours later that he's got a major injury where he's going to be out probably for close to a month.
See, I don't know obliques in other sports. I know what obliques are in baseball. The bad news, you can't swing a bat, and it's all just core. You know that
you can't sneeze.
Forget about it. You can't do your job. Now, basketball, other sports, I don't know, pain tolerance, maybe different movements. But the minute you heard anything with the oblique, I was like, oh, boy. Yeah. But maybe in basketball, it's not that big of a concern. I don't know. He's not twisting and turning. That's not part of his job. But
oh, boy.
That didn't sound good from day one, so I'm not surprised he's going to miss the first series, probably two.
You described it the other day as it looked like he had been shot, and it did.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I know he's a great flopper, and he's a great actor out there, but that guy was in serious, serious pain. That so, is that had to be
know.
The greatest acting job in the world. And then suddenly we find out it's a serious injury.
Well, he went back in the game, did he not?
He went back
in the game. I'm not going to sit there and critique. I'm not going to sit there. He wants you to believe that he's tough, but I'm not going to critique his injury or his toughness. The obliques, the rib and the bone and all that stuff that goes along with it. It's just...
We'll get back to talking more about our two winter teams. We're going to talk some baseball coming up next, and we got some questions here for the manager as they are 3-9 out of the gate with another game here tonight against Toronto. Alex Cora will join us coming up next right here on OMF.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm just not putting away, hitters when I have the opportunity to. Yeah, obviously some balls found some holes today, but at the end of the day, it's you give up hits, you give up runs, you're going to lose games. We scored 5 runs. We had 6 guys come out of our bullpen. They only gave up 2 runs, so we got to win that game. This is very easy to just throw on top of the pile and say we're not playing good. This wasn't us not playing. This was me sucking today.
Let them march again. Welcome to the paradise.
Cuatro abrazos. All right, back here at OMF, we are live over here at Fenway Park. It's time for us to talk to Red Sox manager Alex Cora. It's brought to you by Arbella Insurance, Cumberland Farms, the official coffee of the Red Sox Radio Network. We could use a few cups of that today. Skip, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? You call me Skip.
You feel old now?
Things have changed.
You feel old.
It used to be AC, Alex. Yeah. Now the Skip.
Nah, yeah. He's 3-9.
He's 3-9. What do you expect? 3-9.
Yeah.
All right, listen, let's get right to it. You told us in spring training, we were kind of surprised at it, that you're not a believer in turning the page. And we talked about it and compared it to the Patriots. You just wanted to pick up where you left off. So based on the start, and there seems to be a lack of focus because it's not just your starting pitching. There are a lot of mental errors being made by your team. Do you have to rethink that approach, or do you do something different here?
No, we just need to start pitching and play better baseball. I'm a big believer of what I said in spring training, what I went through in the offseason. And, different coaches coach different ways. It just happened that, in my first year, good things happen, and I learned from it right away. Obviously, I'm still learning. This is my second season, but I'm very convicted. I have a lot of conviction in the things that I believe in, and it's just 3-9. That's it. I know it doesn't look great. It's a bad start, but at the same time, I know the talent that we have. I know that pitching is going to get better. If you tell me over 160 games this is going to happen, I'll pack my things and go home. But I do believe right now, our pitching is going to carry us throughout the season, and that's the key for us, get us going pitching-wise.
Isn't it more than that, though? I mean, we're seeing a lot of mistakes. The stolen base, stolen home the other day. There seems to be just so many mistakes being made out there. This is so uncharacteristic, because you're right, this is an extremely talented team.
I do feel that inning, I played in the big leagues for 13 years. I've been managing for a year and a week. And Luke can tell me, how many times have you seen a team doing a hit and run with first and second and one out?
With their best hitter.
How many times?
I don't see it.
And in the same inning, somebody steals the plate.
Well, I tell you what, I did say that
it was out of character. Honestly, it was out of character. I understand that we have to be better. The running part of it is kind of like when I came here after the Houston series. The Houston year.
Right.
I knew a little bit about what they felt uncomfortable with, but I was surprised not too many people tried it in 2017 during playoffs, and we did it right away. We were like, we're going to run. And if you start looking at our pitching staff and the people that we have in the bullpen, you have to actually put pressure on people, you know, and they done it. They done it so far. It happened in Seattle. It happened in Oakland. It happened here now. And that's on us now. You know, we have great catchers, great throwing catchers. But if you don't give our catchers a chance to throw people out, they're going to be safe. So we need to find a way to slow it down. One thing that helps slowing down the running game of the opposition is having the lead. When you have the lead, teams don't try to do all this stuff. As you can see with us, offensively, what we did last year, we were running, we were hit and running, but we were up 1-0, 2-0, 3-0. We were trying to actually push the envelope and make them feel uncomfortable because there's nothing you can do now against us. But when you have the lead, that's what happens.
Okay, so just first impressions on mine, because we haven't seen you in a while. You're 3-9. You know, just quick story. So when I'm flying, I hate to fly. And if I see the stewardess freaking out, like, I know I need to worry if there's a lot of turbulence.
Oh, yeah.
So if there's turbulence and they're just, you know, walking up and down, hey, can I get you something to drink? I'm fine. Once I see them strap themselves in, I'm like, okay, I should probably worry now.
Yeah.
So you walk in, you got a great attitude, okay, you're high-fiving, this is great. I'm wondering, is that just who you are, or is that, okay, listen, I need to show my players that I'm not worried so they don't get worried. I'm not worried about it, so you guys shouldn't worry about it.
That's who I am. Even last year when the thing was great, whatever, I didn't believe the hype. You know, I know there's more important things, and this is more life. This is who I am. I learned a few years ago that this is just a game, and I understand how big the game is here in the city that we play. But, you know, I come here, nobody's going to take the joy out of me. You know, I love the game. I love what I do on a daily basis, regardless of the results. Sometimes, I mean, it's not fun, you know, in the fact that, yeah, we want to get going and we start playing better. But this is who I am. I'm going to come here every day, prepare, ready to go, put the players in a position they're going to be successful. I don't think my body language in the dugout is different now than in game 5 or 4 of the World Series. I got a job to do, and the job is to win ball games. But at the same time, I put everything in perspective, and I understand it's 162 games. Just like I told the guys the other day, we were, 1-5? I don't even know what it was. I say, remember last year when we were, 6-1, we didn't believe the hype? So don't believe this either. You know, this is going to even out. We're going to get back to this. How soon is on us, obviously. We need to pitch better. That's the bottom line. When we start pitching better, things are going to start changing.
You mentioned that hit and run, first and second. It was unique. You don't see it. But what I didn't like, look, miscommunication, Pedroia and Devers both covering. You know, to me, it is one of them covers, right? We're not all losing our ground. And that's part of it. You know, the communication, the outfield, you got gold glove outfielders, you don't see that much. Just a few things. Last year, you guys made teams play, you know, basically your tempo. I mean, they were just chasing you the whole time. This year, as a viewer, as a fan, it does look like you won the World Series last year, and your team is expecting to roll the balls out there and just win.
I don't think that's the case. I know we have to pay attention to details, and that's something that I believe in. At this level, you win 81. You know, you show up, you're going to win 81 games. The difference between the 500 teams and the rest of the league, the guys that win 94, 95, 100, 108, is the games that you can steal paying attention to details. That you're going to win paying attention to details. And last year, we did an outstanding job, you know, running when we have to, hitting the cutoff guy, covering the right base, you know, making the pitch at the right moment, you know, not pitching to contact when we needed a strike, all that stuff, you know, that's part of the game. And so far, we haven't done that. And like I said, in I think it was Seattle, Oakland, I said, hey, that's on the coaching staff. We have to do a better job, keep teaching the game, keep preaching the game, and the principles that I believe, you know, that got us through the season last year. We got to get back to that.
So physically in camp, right, everybody understands what these guys gave you, you know, in October. Physically, you want to take it easy on some guys. If I said mentally they weren't ready to start, would that be fair or no?
I don't know, because last year it was the same program.
But they were motivated, because people are saying these guys can't win in the postseason.
Well, we're motivated to do something that nobody has done in a while. You know, we've been talking about this from day one. I mean, the Yankees are the last team that repeated in, what, 98, 99, whatever. So that's motivation, you know. And I do think that that's what we want. That's all they talk about 2 days ago when we got the rings. I think the goal is there. It's just that we're not playing good baseball, you know. It's plain and simple. You pitch, you catch the ball, you run the bases, you hit, you win ball games. We haven't done that.
We're talking to Alex Cora. Let's get to Chris Sale. And we're trying to figure out what's going on. And there seems to be – kind of mixed signals. Now, it makes sense when you talk about managing him because you need him in September, you need him in October, and that's been a problem over the last couple of years. So it seemed like you and Dana Lavance were a little bit defensive last week when people were asking, what is the program, what is going on? And then you came out on Wednesday and revealed that he was sick between the two starts. Mm-hmm. Well, that made a lot of sense that maybe he's throwing the ball 88. So can you clarify what's going on with Chris Sale? Was it because he was sick that he was 88, or is it by design that you want the velocity to come down right now and take away the wear and tear in the arm?
No, we don't want the velocity to be down, you know. We understand the progress. And last year, if you look at his velocity before the Texas start, then when all of a sudden he's throwing 97, 98, it was around 92, 93. Some 94s hit 97. We haven't seen that. Well, we did the last one, the last inning, he decided, you 95. Know what, 95, yeah. You know, yeah. Like he didn't like the fact that they were running him and they stole the play, and he's like, right. Okay, here we go. The one in Oakland, that's what happened, you know, and Chris is a guy that he doesn't like to talk about what happened with him.
So you were protecting him?
I was protecting him. Okay. That's my job.
Okay.
The last one, I do feel the off-speed pitch is not there. The slider is not there. You can see it. He's been inconsistent throughout the three starts. In Oakland, he used the changeup a lot. He got a lot of fly balls, and he survived for six innings. And what a way to survive, you know, one run in six innings. But in the last one here, he made some good pitches down and in to righties. But all the singles were like something up and away. I mean, he didn't get crushed. You know, he didn't get hit hard. If you look at the way the inning went, it was a ground ball that went through because they took off, a ground ball in the hole. It was five singles, you know, so it wasn't the home run thing. But if you look at the whole thing, velocity was a little better, 91, 92, a few 95s. But the slider, it hasn't been consistent. And when he gets that slider, that's when he becomes the pitcher that we know he can do. He can become. And everybody talks about velocity. I do feel it's more about the off-speed stuff because that slider is the best in the game when he's right.
So when one of your best players, leader in the clubhouse, at least from the outside, and seems like one of the most, you know, outspoken, you know, guys that people would want to follow, when he says that he's as lost as he's ever been, what's that conversation, manager to player? What are you doing to convince him that the world is not ending?
No, he knows the world is not ending. It's just about working in the next few days for him to get back to, you know, delivery-wise. You know, he's been fighting his delivery the three starts. That's out there. So he needs to get back to it, and that's
Dana. Do you just stay away from him?
Oh, no, with
like
him.
Like a pitcher with a no-hitter? Just don't
No, no, we talk. Yeah. We talk, and he just walked in, and we talk a little bit. We actually talked after the game the other day, you know. Mr. Henry and Dave, they were in my office, you know, and we gave him the ring, you know. He was in the bullpen the whole time.
There, that's right.
You know, and he's like, at least I got something positive to take to the house, you know. And the thing with Chris, he's he's very accountable, you know, and very transparent. And he'll tell you when he's good, he'll tell that his teammates did an outstanding job. And when he's not good, he takes the blame. And that's what you want from teammates, from your players.
So offensively, last year, obviously, you want the aggressive approach. Mookie's leading off. Stay away from the edges, pound the ball in the middle of the plate. Do you feel like you're executing that, or is this just a week of, you know, how the first week goes, players just trying to feel things out?
I think we've been swinging a lot, but in the edges of strike zone.
Yeah.
We face three pitching staff that live and die in the edge, and we haven't been disciplined enough as far as like looking pitches in the middle of the plate and do damage with it. It seems like we're 0-1, 0-2. We're behind in games. We haven't had that inning that, you know, we score three, we get a shutdown inning, we come back, let's add on. We haven't had that the whole season. And sometimes as an offense, you put pressure on yourself and you start trying to manage the game the way you think is a team game. You know what I mean? Like, okay, they just scored three. Well, let me take a few pitches because I have to slow it down for our starters, you know. And we live in an era that 0-1 is kind of like being 0-2 when we play, and it's not easy to hit when you're behind in the count. And it seems like we've been behind in the count a lot this season, you know, so far. But that's going to change. I do feel that when we have that shutdown inning and we have a chance to add to the lead, the guys are going to get, you know, a little bit looser, and we can do other stuff. You know, we can hit and run. We can steal. We can put pressure on the opposition. And when we do that, I always say when we play fast, we're very tough to beat. But right now, we haven't been able to do that offensively because pitching-wise, we haven't been there.
All right, so it's obvious there's no sense of panic. You can hear it in your voice. You're calm, you're cool, you're collected with all of this. I was amazed at this, and it is early. We've been saying this every single day. But I was amazed to look at the numbers. Teams that were under 500 in the month of April, only like 6% of them have gone on to win the World Series or make the playoffs, which is amazing to me. So is there a sense of urgency that maybe by the next few weeks, by the end of April, you can't be playing 300, 250 baseball? You've got to be there maybe at that 500 mark.
I mean, I think you just take it one game at a time. Today we got a chance to not lose the series. Then we have a series against the Orioles. Let's start winning series. That's the way you have to put it. If you look back the last 2 years, I think the Dodgers, you know, they play in the World Series. At one point they were what?
10 games under 500. Like in June, I think,
and
right?
And 2 years ago, the same thing. And 3 years ago, the same thing. I'm not saying we're the Dodgers, but it's possible. You know, it's just a matter of us playing. We know we play in a tough division. Everybody talks about the Yankees, but we know about the Rays, the way they play last year, and what they have talent-wise. Forget about the start, you know. It doesn't matter. I mean, last year, at one point, we were 15-2, and then when we were in Minnesota, we were in second place because the Yankees went on third run, and they were 15-2 at one point. But, you know, the Blue Jays, it's a different team. You know, the Orioles are a different team. It's not anymore the just sit back, you know, two men on and hit homers. They're going to put pressure on people. We're facing two teams that are a lot different. So the division is a lot tougher than last year. We didn't come out of the gates playing the way we wanted. You know, we're 3-9. We know that. I think that's the most important thing. We know where we're at. You know, it's not like we're showing up and like, okay, we'll get them in a week. We'll get them in 2 weeks. No. We need to be better. But we do feel we're going to be there. We're going to play better baseball. It starts with pitching. We got the right guy today. I think on a nightly basis, when I come to the ballpark, when you put that pitcher in the lineup card, you're like, yeah, today's the day. Today's the day. It's Nate today. It's the next guy tomorrow. It's the next guy, and they're going to give us a chance to win. That's why I feel that he's going to turn around. He's going to be quick.
So Pedroia gets out there. The last few at-bats I liked, you know, driving the ball the other way. I'm sure he's still yapping. He was excited after the game. I know they lost, yeah. But just to get back out there, he went through a lot. He's your best second baseman. How often can you use him? How's he feeling?
He feels great. You know, obviously off day yesterday. He'll play today. Most likely play tomorrow, Saturday, maybe off. So we're going to manage it that way, probably 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4, depending on how he feels. It's all about workload with him, too. There's going to be games that, you know, he's 0-for-4. He didn't run that much, and there were 13 strikeouts. So he's just standing there. But there's going to be games that, well, hopefully he goes 5-for-5, yeah. And he's diving all the plays, making plays. Then the next day, we have to be careful with it.
Time for the Cumberland Farms Question of the Week for Alex. The question was submitted by Stephen Lutwin of East Hampton, Massachusetts. I don't think you want to answer this question. What did you think of Eduardo Nunez's pitching performance against the Diamondbacks? I would guess that you do not want him to pitch for the rest of the season. Would that be correct? You don't want that to happen again?
No, we don't want that to happen again. And you know, it's one of these, like, when it happens,
yeah,
it's like, whatever, we needed him. I went up to Eduardo. I say, Eddie, can you, whatever you want, Alex, can you pitch? He's like, okay, I'm ready. And he went out there. He got the first two outs, and on a 2-2 count to Avila, he wanted to throw a slider. Blake called a fastball up and away, and Avila went the other way. And it was funny because in the dugout, he's talking about pitch sequence. You know, I'm like, just go ahead and hit, brother. You know, don't worry about it.
Get us through the inning.
Yeah.
We want to get out of here.
Yeah, but it was a tough one. But at least we were able, you know, to get three outs that day, save the bullpen, and we were able to use the other guys the next 2 days.
Is it one of those things when, like, you know, most actors want to be directors, directors want to be actors? Do all these guys, if they find an opportunity like this, because you're really not held accountable for being terrible at it, wouldn't you want to be, hey, let me go out there and throw some?
I warmed up once in 2008. We were in Baltimore, and that's when they have Blatty and Aubrey Hoff and all those guys. And we were losing by, what, 8, I want to say. So Tito sends me to the bullpen. I'm like, yeah, I'm pitching. So I'm warming up. I did it the right way. I go to the bullpen, getting ready. If I'm going in, I'm coming out of the bullpen. So all of a sudden, David hits a 3-run homer. And instead of being down 8, we're down 5, and with those teams, down 5 was like a 1-run game, and Tito's like, no, he's not coming in. So Yeah, he left me out there. Yeah. I was that close from pitching.
There's your Cumberland Farms question of the week. It's brought to you, of course, by Cumberland Farms. Farmhouse blend iced coffee. Go to weei.com/manager. Submit your question to for us to ask Alex Cora. We talk to him every Wednesday. Hopefully by next Wednesday, there'll be a few more wins. It was a
I hope so, because I'm starting to lose it already. 12 games in. I don't think it gave you many angry lose last year, but this year I need you to win. Can you just do that? Win some games tonight?
It's that easy. Let's start tonight.
Angry Lou in the second week of the season.
Wow. Don't waste your bullets.
Wow. That is unbelievable. And that was a term of respect calling you, Skip. That's old school. He called you a flight attendant.
Okay. I actually used the word stewardess.
Stewardess. That's even more dangerous. All right. We'll
see you guys.
Hopefully we'll talk to you next week. It'll be more positive news.
We will.
Okay. You got it. Alex Cora right here on OMF.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.